Good afternoon, everyone. Now, I'm sure all of you have noticed online that a lot of people are talking about, why are these people allowed to be in this canopy? Why isn't this marked off and taped off as a crime scene? And why is this guy in the white shirt taking the most very important camera down? What you think is the most very important camera there, why is he taking it down? Well, here's why. Because it's not a crime scene. A crime didn't take place here, and that's not a camera. Now, before I tell you what it is, I want you to get a real good look at it as he's taking it down. Anybody figure out what it is yet? Okay, here's what it is. It's called a hologram projector. And if you don't believe me, you can go look them up online. And they're not cheap. They're not cheap. Usually $20,000 to $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for these things. And they come in different varieties. Now, Hollywood calls them hologram stage projectors. Now, you see how Charlie's little tent there is a perfect square? And you, as you can tell, it's 10 foot squared, 10 foot all the way around on each square. And it's about 9 foot tall. That's because it has to be for the projection to work. Now, let's explain.
For smaller spaces, the projectors can be configured with mirrors to elongate the projection path and maintain picture integrity. Eyeliner displays ideally require a minimum footprint of 10 feet square and a height of 9 feet to show full-size human figures. What you are seeing is a reflected image which is so true and realistic to the original, it has become known as a virtual image. Many people perceive what they are seeing now as a 3D hologram. In fact, it is a 21st century take on a mid-19th century visual effect known as Pepper's Ghost, showing now on the relay screens. Thanks in part to the amazing optical properties of the eyeliner foil, combined with the light and picture output of Christie Digital high-definition projectors, the image has depth and opacity that actually supersedes the scale and definition of traditional 3D hologram.
Like I said before, 10 foot squared, 9 foot tall. This canopy was made this size for a purpose because it is a hologram stage projection that you guys were watching.
These performers are holograms.
Every series, we take one step closer to achieving all of the sci-fi dreams.
It's pretty cool. You'll never have to miss a gig again. The gig can come to you.
We traveled to Paris to meet Ian O'Connell, director of the company that put this show on.
I recall we were being asked to produce a show from London to Florida where the interaction between the musicians and the audience would be as natural as two people being in the same room. And for all of us, it was an experience that we'll never forget.
So how do they beam this band in live?
It's incredible that this really is a remote live gig. The signal from London takes less than a third of a second to go all the way around the world and be projected as a hologram on the stage in the US. As well as the hologram making it feel like the band are actually in the room with the audience, the band can see the audience and actually interact and respond to what they're doing.
This is a whole new take on live music. But how are the images so good that it looks like the band are really on stage?
They look so lifelike because of the angle of the light and the reflective material called Mylar that creates this holographic effect.
The Mylar screen is semi-transparent. The reflective surface reflects the images where the light falls on it, but where the light doesn't fall on it, the audience can see through it. So it looks like there's a person standing on the stage and that there's no screen at all.
The projector receives the video signal and projects it down from the ceiling.
What I really love about this is that you get the effect of a 3D hologram without those stupid glasses.
I still believe we've only scratched the surface with this technology. I think we will see pop-up holograms everywhere.
That's it, the holograms are here. We're officially in the future.
It's all smoke and mirrors. The world is a stage, people. Get over it. You've been lied to.